Day 353 of A Dreamer's Reality, and today I want to ask you, are you significant? Do you feel significant? You should, because you are someone who is significant. You are someone that was born for greatness. You are someone that was meant to do great things. But do you feel significant? Are you significant in your mind? Are you significant in others' minds? You should be significant if you're actually doing what you should be doing, you know, as far as your dream, your journey, all of the above. You should have others think that you are significant. You should have others thinking that you are somebody, that you are someone that can do something significant, that you are somebody who can change this world for the better, that you are someone who is going to do something for this world and not just for themselves. That's true, because if you are significant, if you are going towards your dream, people should see that. People should experience that. People should, even if they don't want to, they should feel that. They should feel the pressure you're putting on them to grow, to gain wisdom, to change, to be who they were meant to be. You should be significant in that sense, that so many other people just feel you. They feel your presence. They feel your passion around the world. They feel, you know, they feel it when you're in the room. They just understand, like, wow, that person, like, you know, when you walk in a room, you demand some sort of presence, not because you're loud, not because you're obnoxious, not because you're famous, but because you just emanate success. You emanate success so much that you make other people want to grow, and it's just so attractive to other people. So ask yourself, am I significant, not only in my own mind, but to others, not because to be popular, not for to be popular, but because I need to make change in this world.